Andy, I'm not sure how big a priority Championship Junior A final was at the start of the year, but you're in it now anyway.
Well, that's it. Well, at the start of the year, obviously, the Gilted and promotion would have been more... The Gilted, really, after last year, getting beaten in the All-Ireland final was a real priority. This year, we thought we'd try push on and see where we got, and obviously, we got over the line and won the Cup for the first time. A big achievement for the club, in fairness, because we were kind of under pressure, you know yourself. Yeah. 32, 33 years, it keeps going on, and the longer it keeps going, the worse it bees. And with the All-Ireland coming to Downing's in 2018, we thought we'd need to get the monkey off our back, and thankfully we did that. So
yeah, and you did it away from home as well.
We couldn't have went any further away, the bottom of Cork, so that made it all the better. The bus journey home and stuff like that there was great, so you're kind of hoping get over the line this weekend and you'll have something similar when you come back to Downing's on Sunday night, so that's the plan now.
And you tell me, what about the Championship? Who have you played?
Championship's gone pretty well. Well, we played Mavill first, and obviously, whether that was a draw or we got beat, they got the points, and then...
Was there, what, a point difference at the
end? A point difference in the end,
which was
debatable, yes, to say the least. So, Pettico were also in our group, and they unfortunately pulled out of the Championship, so we didn't have another game then until we played Mavill again in a quarter-final, as would be up in O'Donnell Park, and played very well that day, in fairness. They got a man sent off early in the game, and it kind of helped us as well, disrupted their plans, and we came out winners... good enough margin in the end up, but we know ourselves that nothing easy. Then the next game we played our friends Letterkenny Gaels in the semi-final, and same thing, we just got over the line and no more, won by a point. But as the saying goes, semi-finals are all about winning, whether you won it by one or you won it by 21.
They were two big results though.
Two big results, in fairness. Like, considering our league form had been so poor, Championship sort of things come together. And when we played Mavill, or not Mavill, sorry, Letterkenny Gaels last week, we were missing Gary Bann, arguably our best player, and Brian McGinley, which is another, it'd be centre-half back, and we were missing David Hay, full-back. So you're missing three of your better players as well. So to come out the right end of the result was big, you know.
Well, are those three back for next weekend?
Well, David Hay's not back, unfortunately. He fractured his knee when we played Mavill in the first time up in Mavill in the group stages, and Brian McGinley, he's in the army, but he's back this weekend, and Gary Bann is back this weekend. So the two of them are a massive lift to the team, you know.
And going in against Bortham, you haven't probably met them in recent years.
No, 4 or 5 years now since we would have played Muff, you know. But like, if you look at it, Urris beat us in the league, and then the following week Muff beat them in the quarter final. Urris hammered us in the league, sorry, and the following week Muff beat them in the Championship. And then last week Red Hughes, who got promoted from Division 4, were beat by Muff. And last year at the semi-final stage, Red Hughes hammered us, so we're under no illusion that we're in for a tough game.
The year so far would suggest that you're more a Championship Cup type of team rather than maybe a league team.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, I would look at it that we're poor in the league and we just played well in the Championship instead of being a Championship team as such. On the day, you never know what can happen, but people can look at it, oh, we're Division 3, we should win, but no team should ever win a game. It's all on the day, and if arguably if we play well, it'll take a good performance from them to beat us.